Misfit Toys.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming babies, sticky seats with...
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in Orange County, California on Thursday, December 27th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke, you listened, I taped an ep of Dining with Doug and Karen with guest Sarah Silverman and chef Andy Windack. Wind Attack is back, y'all. It's available now in iTunes and at Nerdist.com for freezies. I also taped the Benson Interruption podcast, Ep 19, with special co-interrupter Sarah Silverman and guests Greg Proops, David Huntsberger, Matt Myra, Jonah Ray, and Kumail Nanjiani. Too bad I couldn't get anybody good, which is available sooner now in the comedy album section of iTunes and at DouglasMovies.com for $2. I'm trying to give you lots of stuff to listen to during the holiday taint while my podcast pals are on vacation. That night, I got to hang out backstage at Largo, always a good time. For a Tenacious D show, always a good time. Great to see those guys and hear them play old songs and new songs. The D is not silent. Sunday, I flew to Portland, Oregon, and on the plane, at the recommendation of Mr. Leonard Maltin himself, I finally watched my Netflix copy of Tucker and Dale vs. Evil. Enjoyed it. It's like the Three's Company of slasher movies. And it's got Alan Tudyk in it. You can never go wrong with good old Tudyks. Sunday night, I visited Sassy's Gentleman's Club with my friend Ganja John, and I don't remember much of what happened. And then Monday, I co-hosted AM Northwest with Dave and Helen to promote my shows at Helium Comedy Club in Portland on March 29th and 30th. Yeah, it's a long way to go to promote some shows that are a few months away, but I love Portland, and I love AM Northwest with Dave and Helen. On the flight home, we had a stop in San Francisco, and SFO has a See's candy stand. So on a whim, I decided to buy some molasses chips, which are the delicious treat that I told Karen and Sarah Silverman about on Dining with Doug and Karen. And then I proceeded to chip a tooth on one of those molasses chips. But don't worry, my dentist has taken the rest of the month off. So I guess I'll get my tooth fixed next year. Christmas Day, I saw Les Miserables with my mom. She wanted to see Django Unchained, but I thought I'd be uncomfortable with the N-bombs and the nudity and the violence. And I saw Django yesterday, and it turns out I was wrong. Sorry, Mom. Yeah, even though it's Quentin Tarantino, I didn't think it was as harsh as Inglourious Basterds or several of his other films. I liked it. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Now it's time for Doug Benson's Best of Two Oceans 12, my picks for some of the best things in movies this year. Best Surprise Breasts goes to Nadine Velasquez from My Name is Earl for answering the prayers of many by walking around nude in the first scene of Flight with Denzel Washington. You don't even have to watch the rest of the movie. And the runner-up goes to past and probably not future guest Olivia Munn, who appears topless in the first scene of Magic Mike. Way to go, O. Best Lincoln movie goes to Lincoln. Sorry, Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer, but it's your fault for being so dumb. This has been Doug Benson's Best of Two Oceans 12. We'll be back with more of these in the next few weeks. Last night I did stand-up at the Improv in Irvine, California, and my special guests were Jonah Ray and Brian Redban, and they played the Leonard Maltin game head-to-head, and I will share a clip of that with you after some plugs. I've got shows coming up in Orlando, Jacksonville, Bellevue, Washington, San Francisco, Sacramento, Eugene, Oregon, St. Louis, Missouri. Dates, deets, and links at DougLovesMovies.com. And I hope to see you Orange County people in Irvine at the Improv with Graham Elwood tonight.
Does anyone hunger for games? All right, we got Jonah Ray and Brian Redban on stage. And they've picked contestants to play for. Jonah is playing for
Tavis,
the Tavis Chainsaw Massacre, and he's trying to insert the sign on the O
and the improv sign on the brick wall here at the Irvine Improv.
And I'm always in the V, Doug.
And he's doing a great job, and Brian likes to be in the V. And you're playing for Dan, who made a Me in Real Life poster. And Dan looks shockingly like Jonah Ray.
Yeah, it's a common look.
So that's exciting. Here's what's in the prize bag, a copy of Doug Benson's Smug Life, a very cool little green book. It's a book with thoughts and ideas about marijuana, but also space for you to write your own. I think all books sold to stoners should have space for you to write your own things in, like your own copy of Great Gatsby or something. And then... did you bring this, Brian? It's a shirt from White Castle.
Yes. White Castle's in Death Squad. You know that?
And it looks like
a double XL, which is quite appropriate.
Yeah, that's probably why I put it in the back.
And then I brought a Douglas movie shirt, and Brian also brought some Death Squad stickers. So all that could be won by either Dan or...
Tavis.
Tavis?
Tavis.
Why... Did the R drop off of your birth certificate and land on Jamie Foxx's face? Jamie Foxx has an R tattoo on his face.
Yes.
And Django and
no, the R is silent.
Yeah. What? No, the D is. Did you see? Jonah, you saw Django Unchained?
I saw it last night, yeah.
Yeah, and did you like it?
I fucking loved it. It was great.
It's pretty fun, right?
Yeah.
Finally, us white people get some revenge for our ancestors that were slave owners.
I know.
Because I would shoot them in the face for doing that.
I would.
That's not cool.
I would. It's nice. It's a fun movie. A lot of good blood and gore.
Yeah, it's a lot of people getting shot, but when they get shot, it's very splattery.
Yeah.
And
like Dawn of the Dead, where just everything's
fun and anachronistic music throughout, like the current hip hop songs.
Now, there wasn't hip hop in the Old West, am I right?
I don't think so.
Okay, because there was some in the movie.
Yeah, but that's what anachronistic means. Have you been to the movies lately, Brian?
Yes, I have.
What did you see?
I saw Wreck-It Ralph, which is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah, that's
one of your favorite movies ever?
One of my favorites.
You're not going to let it settle in a bit more before you make that claim?
I'm a huge video game animation nerd.
And they don't have to change a word of it for the porn version.
Oh, yeah.
So you just have to still just fucking wreck it, Ralph.
Now they might have to put a comment on it. That's the only difference.
Yeah, kill it, Ralph.
Yeah, just watch it.
What about, are you going to go see Les Mis, Les Miserables?
You know, I wasn't going to, but after hearing you guys talk about it, it seems like a pretty sweet movie.
I saw it right before I headed down here.
It's a fucking, like, if you don't already like the stage show, then it may be a tough sit, because it is song after song.
I love musicals, man. I like Moulin Rouge. I thought that was good. Everyone makes fun of me for that.
Moulin Rouge.
Malin Rogu?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I love Malin Rogu.
Malin Rogu is one of my faves. Les Mis is made out of tears, that movie.
It is. It's a lot of fucking crying on screen and off, but I strangely wasn't as moved by it as I have been by the stage show.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
Shocker.
What are you going to do?
You like the book better.
Yeah. poor Russell Crowe.
Yeah, he's concentrating real hard.
He doesn't really have the chops. He's like Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia. Just a little.
That's lost.
Not that bad. Not that bad. But it's, you know, it's still like he doesn't sing those songs the way that they're meant to be sung.
How are they meant to be sung?
They're supposed to be like shout song.
Like how?
He sings it really mellow style.
How would you do it?
I'd be like, ah! And he's like,
that's... Pretty spot on.
Yeah, I don't want to sing the actual words because A, I don't know them.
Yeah.
And B, why is there a B? A was enough. I don't know the words.
Was, yeah.
I do not know the words well enough to sing it for you right now. Are you guys ready to play head to head in the Letterboxd game?
Yeah.
For these, audience members.
Jonah's pretty good at it,
right?
Alright, this is just between Jonah and Brian, you guys, so if you think you know an answer, please don't try to help in any way. It's all up to them. It's between them.
And if you don't understand what's happening, also there's no reason to yell out.
There's no reason to go, I don't get this! Because it's just, you don't need to get it. You've had a couple of drinks.
Just let it go, man. No, just let it go.
Just ride with it.
Yeah.
How many people here do you think is going, oh, I should have gotten a Dave Buster's?
Told you we should have got a Dave Buster's.
Those people still can, because Dave Buster's is open
late.
Yeah.
Dave & Buster's, when you don't know how to have fun for yourself, come to Dave & Buster's.
When Xboxes are too complicated.
Hey, making your own chicken wings?
Dave & Buster's.
Young and still love shuffleboard for some reason?
Come on down to Dave and Buster's.
Old person at heart.
We've got all the classic video games. We've got Pong and Skee Ball.
Classic video games. That's my favorite video game.
How should I decide which one of you guys goes first?
Let them go away!
Oh, I love that idea.
I don't think I have one. Oh, wait, I do. This is great. This is like a real sporting event.
Sports?
All right, you call it, Jonah. All right. It was your idea to have a koi involved.
Okay.
Heads or tails?
Okay.
Right, those are the options.
Yeah, those are the two ones. Head!
I always go for the tail anyway.
What does that look like? It's a newfangled coin.
I don't know.
Tail.
What? You really can't tell?
I think it's a tail.
Pick it up.
Terrifying.
Yeah, that's the tail.
That's for sure the tail, because it's like a dinosaur. Living room in Dayton, Ohio is the best tail.
What?
That's a throwback joke.
It's called callback.
Callback.
Yeah.
Throwback, then callback.
All right, Jonah gets to pick a category.
Sarah,
would you like Merry Xmas, that's movies that have the letter X in the title. In Theaters Now, that's movies that are in theaters now. Or at Larry Blaw, I let people suggest categories on Twitter. Larry Blaw, BLAW, suggested, you have my permission to pie. And you have my permission to pie is movies where an actor gained weight for the role.
Oh, oh, pie man.
You will endure this.
This hour you could eat buffet, Batman. Feast your eyes on this food.
Oh, I will put whipped cream on it. And cover you with darkness. Okay, which one would you like to play, Jonah?
I do. People seem to like In Theaters Now. I'll do it in theaters now. Because it was the least clever of all the game's names.
Yeah. Leonard, in his review on the good old Leonard Maltin app on the iPhone, says that this movie is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Exciting. Funny. And cheesy. It's all four of those things. Don't yell out if you think you know what it is. And Leonard says, thank goodness for that. Yeah. And he lists six names.
So how many names from the cast list of this particular motion picture that's in theaters now do you think you need, Jonah? Mm. Somebody in the audience thinks you need three. Another lady in the audience wants to know who's playing. So drinks are working here tonight at the Riverbend Improv.
Four. I gotta do four.
Okay, he says four names out of six.
I'll do.
We go to one. Ryan says one name.
He's oh, good talk of the walk, huh?
He thinks he can get in one name, Jonah.
The Exorcist.
And the lady in the audience thinks it's The Exorcist.
Yeah. No, that's what she's asking for.
You get the nachos and a couple of drinks at the Improv, and you should probably have the devil taken out of your head. Come on, man. Holiday taint.
Lick it.
Put your hats on it.
What do you think, Jonah? He says one name is all he needs.
Nigga.
Name that movie.
All right. Name it. You've got to name it. You've chosen to name it or perish.
It's probably completely wrong what I'm thinking about.
If you lose, I'm going to put you in a hole. Where you will learn to not be put in a hole. Oh. You will say to yourself, this is bad. Why am I in this hole? All right, your one name. Your one name. Don't yell out answers, Irvine or Tustin. Because I know your story, lady.
Your one name, Brian, is Robert Duvall. Is in this movie that's in theaters now, and the title of the movie is.
Don't you usually give us some or like what the movie's about?
No, I just give some clues for you. Right, it's ridiculous, exciting, funny, cheesy.
40 and over.
Duvall is in it. And the movie's not even called 40 and over. It's called This.
This is 40.
And that is incorrect. The movie is Jack Reacher!
Do you want your sign back? Give him a sign back. There you go.
Rip that fucking thing apart.
Is this a movie, by the way? Like, what is it?
I've seen it in real life, starring The Office's Steve Carell. Oh, yeah. This is a pretty good poster with him, his face on the pancakes.
That iconic face on the pancake shot. Thank you guys so much for playing. Let's hear it for Brian Redman and Jonah Ray. My friend here, Dan, wrote a shithead on the back of his name tag, and that's what I do on the podcast, is when somebody doesn't win, they get to make me call someone a shithead, so I will do that now, because you did put this on here, and even though I don't necessarily agree, I'm going to read it, because it's a social contract, and that's how it works. So, as always, the amount of commercials during an episode of the Benson Interruption, seriously, man, is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hi, everybody. This is Todd Glass. What could I say that would make you want to give the Todd Glass Show a listen? Well, I guess you could poke around on YouTube, and if some of the stuff over there makes you laugh or my Netflix special act happy, then maybe you'll give it a listen. The only other thing I could do is make it short because it's interrupting a podcast you already love. Okay, I'm done. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody. Do you have a Doug in your life, or do you wish you had a Doug in your life? Either way, you should check out Wide World of Dougs, the show where comedians Doug Benson, that's me, and Doug Mellard get together to discuss the name Doug and lots of other things with Dougs and non-Dougs. We don't discriminate. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Got it.